Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There is a way in which that marriage can become an idol, and there's a way in which that absolutely marriage is important. And so I think, as you were talking about neglect, you know, there's, I think many, many years ago, this was that there was a belief that was pretty prevalent that I heard. It was kind of this idea that, you know, I'll take care of the ministry and let God take care of my family.
Yeah,
and that was used by a lot of pastors, that was used by a lot of missionary families, and it just, I don't subscribe to that at all. I truly believe that you know, if first and foremost, my greatest ministry needs to be to my wife and to my kids. And yet that's not ever meant to be exclusive.
Amen.
And so part of, Susie, honestly, what I began to wrestle through, because I really did pray, I said, God, show me, are there ways in which that my marriage has become an idol? And I'm thinking, there's no way.
I mean, let's just be honest. You don't really have to answer this, God, because I already know the answer.
Let me tell you really what you're going to tell me. Yeah. And I promise you right now that there are absolutely some ways that I noticed.
Come on, tell me.
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost that I think there have been seasons. So there have been times that I was so inwardly focused, so in many ways kind of cocooned my marriage in life around my marriage, that I was so focused on that, so focused on my wife, so focused on my kids, that there really wasn't anything else. And to me, the analogy that hit me was the Dead Sea. And, you know, the Jordan River is the only major water source that flows into the Dead Sea. And yet there are literally no outlet streams. Nothing flows out of the Dead Sea. So it gets water in, but nothing flows out, and that's part of the problem with the Dead Sea. And I think that there have been times, there have been moments, there have been seasons, that's been true, that I've been so consumed with where am I with my wife, where am I with my kids, and we're only doing smally family stuff. And I think that in many ways can it's the opposite of neglect. So it's almost like that I wanted to swing the pendulum so far to the other side, to where I will not neglect my wife, I will not neglect my kids, and it's just, we're going to cocoon our whole family, and we're going to be about us, and let's just hang out, and let's have fun, and let's do this, and let's do that, and yet there wasn't anything else that we were really doing.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.